Sudan's Darfur region is no longer in a state of war. That's according to the outgoing commander of the International Peacekeeping Force in the region. Nigerian General Martin Agwai is ending his tour as head of the joint United Nations African Union force in Darfur. He says there's only one rebel group in the region still capable of mounting limited military campaigns. General Agwai says that right now the conflict has descended into banditry and very low-intensity engagements. His statement is being dismissed by Darfur insurgents, though. They say they're preparing to launch new attacks on Sudanese government troops. Rebecca Hamilton is a human rights lawyer. She's writing a book about Darfur. She joins us from Nairobi. Rebecca Hamilton, you've just spent the last month in Sudan. From your perspective, is this war over?
I think it's premature to say that the war is over. I mean, it could be that the war is over, or it could be that actually what we're seeing is a lull in fighting simply because it's the rainy season. And as the general himself says, you know, at the moment the rebel groups are so fractured that it's true they're unlikely to be much of a threat to the government. But imagine after Hurricane Katrina, if U.S. officials had come out and said the hurricane has passed, we would have been like, okay, the hurricane has passed, but in its wake, people have died, people are injured, people are displaced. To me, saying the war is over is sort of like saying the hurricane has passed. It may be true, but it misses the fact that you have 2.7 million Darfuris who are displaced in these god-awful camps still.
Did the internally displaced people talk about wanting to go home? Is there a movement for people to go home?
People want more than anything to go home, and they would if they could. But the reality is that the conditions are just not there yet for them to go home. Now, it's interesting because I spent some time speaking with Sudanese government officials in Khartoum, and they were very keen to tell me how actually Darfur was very safe and all the IDPs felt safe to go home, and there were all these voluntary returns happening. When you actually check it out on the ground in Darfur, what they're talking about is the seasonal returns that happen every year around this time, which is you send a couple of members of your family to go and try and do some planting that will give you a bit of extra food security in the coming year. But people aren't taking their whole families home because they simply don't feel safe.
Rebecca, Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, was indicted last year for crimes against humanity, and he retaliated by expelling aid workers. Have those expulsions had a measurable effect?
They absolutely have. There were a few very courageous women at one of the camps that I went to, and they sat me down and they were completely determined that I understood what the situation was. And in essence, most of the agencies that were expelled were also the ones that were doing protection work. In the women's lives, what it meant was that there would be women's centers at the camps, and it meant that if a woman was raped, she would feel comfortable going to tell one of these international agencies what had happened, and so she could be administered a rape kit there at the camp. What has happened is that those agencies have been expelled. And so the women that I spoke to were telling me now when one of our women is raped, we have to report it to the UN police. The UN police then accompany her to the Sudanese police. At the Sudanese police station, what the woman said has been happening is that in their incident report, they're writing down severe harm rather than rape. The thing that I thought about when these women were telling me this was, well, this feeds perfectly into President Bashir's claim that rape simply doesn't happen in Darfur.
Rebecca, what's your overwhelming impression that lingers from the trip?
I think the one image that sort of summed up the whole international community's approach to Darfur was at the UNAMID compound in Al-Fashir.
UNAMID being the UN African Peacekeeping Force.
It's this, you know, big compound of shipping containers that now serve as offices in the desert, basically. And there is razor wire around the outside, and there are UNAMID soldiers who are standing guard. But despite all that, what you have in front of it is a Sudanese police station. That captured it for me. For all of having UNAMID there, UNAMID has asked for the Sudanese police to protect them.
Rebecca Hamilton is a human rights lawyer. She's writing a book examining the impact of the Darfur advocacy movement. You can find a link to her blog at our website, theworld.org. Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.